Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, the further and further last weekend went with you guys still having a goose egg up on there. How many, for lack of a better term, how many more chances do you take as that weekend and certainly Saturday progressed?
Well, you just have to. I mean, you don't score a goal, in the first 100 minutes. I mean, and you're down 2-0. You just got to take chances. You got to activate D. You got to try to – you got to swarm. You got to get, four guys involved in the rush. There's just a lot of things you just do. And you're not too worried about giving one up. You still have to make sure that you have good habits, but you got to worry about getting one.
Do you like how you guys performed in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. We gave up a third, though. We gave up a goal. We gave up a goal to go down 3-0, but then we recover and get one, and then we get a 6-on-5 to make it interesting. So, yeah, I mean, I was fine with it. But at the end of the day, we were still – our back was against the wall.
Leighton Rhoda, after the weekend, and he was involved in both goals last Saturday. He was named as a player to watch for the National Rookie of the Year award that was announced earlier this week. That'll be given out, the Frozen Four. But I don't recall many Beavers that have been named to that watch list. I don't even know how long that award's been given. But heck of an honor for him, regardless of what happens the next 2 months, right?
Absolutely. No, Leighton's been... He's been one of our best players all year and well-deserving.
How have you noticed other guys playing off of him and maybe trusting him and his playmaking abilities of maybe getting the puck back from him?
Well, I mean, I just think it doesn't take long to realize he's a heck of a hockey player. And when guys see that, they want to play with good hockey players, and there's a trust factor that immediately coincides with the way he plays.
You've had a fairly steady Friday lineup, Saturday lineup here the last month or so. What is it about each of those lineups that you like the most?
I don't know. I mean, we're just trying to make sure that all of our guys get ice, and we have a little pattern of consistency what we're kind of doing, so they all can play. So we're just trying to keep it simple, and they kind of know exactly, without us really saying anything, they kind of know exactly what the routine is.
How much do the players themselves kind of dictate what that lineup is going to be this time of year?
Well, I think they do, but sometimes we dictate it as well. I mean, I'm not going to sit there, especially with their defensive core, I'm not going to sit there and say we're going to have the same guys playing Friday, the same guys playing Saturday. But conversely, somebody could have a bad game, and it doesn't matter. We're still going to play them because we have a lot of confidence and faith in these players. So everything can change, but sometimes it won't change. So, again, it just has to be a gut feeling from the coaching staff, and you can't overthink it.
How much conversation happens throughout the course of the week between you and Travis as to what that lineup might look like?
Not much, unless there's somebody who's really not performing up to their capabilities, or there's injuries. If not, we'll just we talk every Monday, obviously. We talk every Monday, and a lot of times we'll sleep on something too as well. We'll sleep on it on a Monday as well, because Mondays are just small games, splits. We don't really care too much about continuity with lines. But on Tuesday, we want to develop some continuity, and we'll talk about it on Monday. And we'll always – I'm a big sleep on it. Let's see if we have the same, mentality tomorrow.
Obviously, a trip where you're flying is a little different. You got to get those names into that airline a lot earlier. But on a bus trip, can you make that decision yet, right up until the time that you guys board a bus?
Well, yeah, you probably can. But, again, we also want to develop continuity. So what we're going to do is typically on Tuesday, it's pretty much – the lineup is picked for the week and what you want to do.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, when you see Ferris taking 5 out of 6 against Bowling Green last weekend, that jumps off the computer monitor or the page or whatever it is you're looking at. When you watch them on film, what jumped off the screen at you?
Well, they got good habits. They're hard to play against. And they're getting good goaaltending. Again, they're really consistent. I think their effort is consistent, and I think they got great buy-in. And I think at the end of the day, they're having success, and they're feeding off that success.
Have you noticed anything vastly different in how they played back the first time you played them?
No, not really. It's just a different game. The biggest thing is I think you got to realize where you're playing, and that creates a whole new set of circumstances as far as a hockey game goes.
This rink stuff happens fast. Do you throw systems for the most part, out the door and just go play? Or can you still stick to some of what your identity is?
Well, I think you're right, Schultz. Yeah, I mean, I think systems are overrated right here. Your habits are important. Your habits are so critical in these games. Your systems aren't quite as important, but habits are also, you know, they're also like kind of a part of your habits are a part of your system as well. So they go hand in hand. But I think the biggest thing is you can't worry so much about the spots of your guys as long as you got one good F3 and you got your defenseman in a good spot and you're taking care of the puck. And, you know, your biggest thing is taking care of the puck. And you're going to get pucks in spots where if you don't throw it in the corner, if you don't throw it out, you know, something ugly could happen. So I think the biggest thing is just having the mindset where your habits are going to be good and you got to really keep it simple.
Puck can go from one side of the rink to the other side of the rink so darn fast in this rink. How important is it for your defenseman especially to stay at home, stay on their side of the rink? Don't cheat.
Well, exactly. And you got to keep a wide. Your D have to be wide. They got to stay really wide, just very similar to Bowling Green, because pucks are going to funnel to the defenseman. Any puck that's wide, any puck that's shot wide is going to go right to the defenseman. And that defenseman is going to have a quick stick to get it back on net. And especially on our left side, because we have all left-handed defensemen, it'll be a little more difficult on the right side because we have left-handed defensemen right there, and they're going to be, you know, put in precarious spots sometimes when they get the puck. But on anything on the our left defenseman, you know, we'd just jump on it and get it off quick.
I was very surprised last night as I was getting all the notes ready for myself. I didn't think that this would be the case here. You've got a winning record in this building against Ferris. You've got a losing record against them at the Sanford Center. That was a little mind-boggling to me. How about you?
I didn't even know it. I mean, so again, you just told me something I never know because, I'm not on social media. I don't read press release. I don't read anything, so I didn't know that.
You have had some recent success, though, here. Early on, I'd say maybe not so much, but what has it been about the way that your guys have responded in this building, say, in the last 3-4 trips here?
Who knows? I can't sit there and put a finger on it, Schultze, but maybe our habits have been good. Maybe we've gotten early leads. They've struggled a bit in the past years. We were, you know, obviously our teams are pretty strong in the standings and, you know, a few years back. So, you know, and 2 years back and 3 years back and 4 years back. So, I mean, we've been home ice for quite a few years right now. So, again, maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe the earlier years on paper. I mean, obviously, again, they were definitely above us on paper those early years. So maybe that has something to do with it. But I think the biggest thing is that hopefully your mindset is, you know, your head's in the right place to realize it's not going to be totally a hockey game. You got to play a little bit different.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting line.